In the book of Hosea, there's one verse that sets forth this remarkable prophetic prediction. I will go away and return to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. Hosea 5:15. God will not bless Israel or anyone until they acknowledge their guilt. Some 20 plus years before Genesis 43, Joseph's brothers sold him as a slave. For a while, it looked like they had committed the perfect crime, but God is about to track them down. God sent this famine, and this famine would force these brothers to go to Egypt and face Joseph. Chapter 43 proves that Joseph's brothers had truly changed. They truly repented, and it's this fact that will lead to a great reconciliation. So when we've done something wrong in the past and have truly repented of it, we may expect that God in His grace will not only forgive us, but lead us to wonderful new levels of blessing. Those who have truly repented will be willing to submit to the demands of godly leadership, no matter what the personal sacrifice or cost. Look at verse 1 of chapter 43 of Genesis. Now the famine was severe in the land, and when they had eaten the grain that they had brought from Egypt, their father said to them, "Go again, buy us a little food." But Judah said to him, "The man solemnly warned us, saying, 'You shall not see my face until your brother is with you. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down, for the man said to us, You shall not see my face unless your brother is with you.' Israel said, 'Why did you treat me so badly as to tell the man that you had another brother?' They replied, 'The man questioned us carefully about ourselves and our kindred, saying, Is your father still alive? Do you have another brother? What have we told him was in answer to these questions? Could we in any way know that he would say, Bring your brother down?' And Judah said to Israel, his father, 'Send the boy with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I will be a pledge to his safety. For my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. If we have not delayed, we would now have returned twice.' Then their father Israel said to them, 'If it must be so, then do this. Take some of the choice fruits of the land in your bags and carry a present down to the man, a little balm and a little honey, gum, myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds. Take double the money with you. Carry back with you the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, go again to the man. May God Almighty grant you mercy before the man, and may he send back your other brother in Benjamin. And as for me, if I am bereaved of my children, I am bereaved.' So the men took this present, and they took double the money with them and Benjamin. They arose and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph." So the famine does continue. Joseph's brothers did not know his identity, but they feared God. And that God was orchestrating all the negative things that happened to them because of what they had done to Joseph. And that famine that had continued, Jacob and his family would be in famine time until they personally got things straightened out with Joseph. God's people who have done wrong will be in a famine until they do right. And then the families changed. Israel could not figure out why they had told Joseph about Benjamin, which he considered to be a bad thing, which means he thought it was an evil thing to do. And Judah was made of a different look than Reuben. Reuben offered his two sons to Jacob or something had happened to Benjamin, but Judah offered himself. People who are trustworthy are willing to put themselves in the line. They don't offer the services of others. They offer themselves. And so Dad finally consents. Israel trusted Judah more than the others. Reuben had been involved in incest. Simeon, who was in jail, and Levi were ruthless. And Judah was different. Judah was somewhat innocent of this episode with Joseph, and even in his own lustful sin and failure, he was a man of integrity and honesty. And then those who will make restitution will see God begin to bless in remarkable ways. Verse 16. When Joseph saw Benjamin with him, he said to the steward of his house, "Bring the men into the house and slaughter an animal and make ready for the men are to dine with me at noon. The man did as Joseph had said and brought the men to Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house, and they said, "Is because the money which was replaced in our sacks the first time that we were brought down in, and so that he may assault us and fall upon us to make us servants and seize our donkeys." So they went up to the steward of Joseph's house and spoke with him at the door of the house and said, "O my lord, we come down the first time to buy food, and when we came to the lodging place, we opened our sacks, and there was each man's money in the mouth of the sack, and our money in full weight. So we have brought it again with us, and we have brought other money down with us to bring buy food. We do not know who put our money in our sacks." He replied, "Peace to you. Do not be afraid. Your God and the God of your father has put treasure in your sacks for you. I received your money." Then he brought Simeon out to them. And when the man had brought the men into Joseph's house and given them water, and they had washed their feet, and when he had given their donkeys fodder, they prepared the present for Joseph's coming at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. So when Joseph's brothers were first brought to the house, they were afraid, thinking this had to do with money in the sacks. But the house manager informed it was all the blessing of God for them. So those who want God's blessing, they stop covering. And those who are truly repentant will remain faithful to not make the same mistakes ever again. Verse 26. When Joseph came home, they brought into the house to him the present they had had with them and bowed down to him and to the ground. And he inquired about their welfare and said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he still alive?" He said, "Your servant, our father, is well. He's still alive." And they bowed their heads and prostrated themselves. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your youngest brother of whom you spoke to me? God be gracious to you, my son." Then Joseph hurried out, for his compassion grew warm for his brother, and he sought a place to weep. And he entered his chamber and wept there. Then he washed his face and came out, and controlling himself, he said, "Serve the food." They served him by himself and them by themselves. And the Egyptians who ate with him by themselves, because the Egyptians could not eat with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth. And the men looked at one another in amazement. Portions were taken to them from Joseph's table, but Benjamin's portion was five times as much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. So Genesis 43:26 is a fulfillment of the word of God. At one time, these brothers hated and envied Joseph because he told them God's word. And now they were bowing before him. Only two boys had been born to Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. And when Joseph saw Benjamin, he pronounced a blessing upon him and he sought a place to weep. Certain there are times when God desires to make his will known to his family, but because of their cover-up of their sin, he cannot do anything but weep. What baffled the brothers was the seating arrangement. They were astonished by the fact that they were seating in the precise order of their age. Even though they did not know Joseph, he intimately knew them. The Lord knows each of us intimately. He knows our physical and spiritual age. No one can fool him. He longs to fellowship and bless his people, but they must deal with sin. The final verse of this chapter is critical because it informs us that Joseph gave Benjamin five times as much as the others. He intentionally showed favoritism to him because he is Rachel's son and because he wants to see the response of his brothers. Over 20 years before, Joseph had been favored by his father Israel. These same brothers eating with him were envious and hateful, but now Joseph is putting them in the same test. He purposely favored Benjamin, but carefully noticed their reaction is not envy or hate. They're happy. And Jesus Christ knows us intimately and longs for us to get past sins resolved. And when we're truly repentant, we will be willing to submit to godly leadership. The moment we begin to do what is right, wonderful things of God begin to happen. God will lead those repentant to new levels of blessing after true repentance. And God is longing for people to acknowledge their guilt and get cleaned up from it. He longs to bless his people. So let's not run from sin or hide in it. Let's face it, confess it, turn from it, and turn right into the blessings of God.